I'm Zach Vincent, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever sat back and just thought about how good it is just to be alive, to be created by God? Maybe we take this for granted sometimes, but really ponder it. God chose us to be made into existence in His image and breathed His breath into us. And then what did God do? He looked at us, His creation, and said that we are good as He made us. Genesis 2:26-28 and 31 says, "Then God said, 'Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.'" So God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." God saw all that He had made, and it was very good. Just picture that. God, the triune God, says that He wanted to make us in His image, and then He did just that. And He said that we are good. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and didn't like what you saw? The lines on your face, the crooked tooth, the bags under your eyes? Yet God looks at you and says you look good. What an encouraging thought. After all, God didn't have to create us in His image, or create us at all for that matter. He chose to do so because He wanted to. And He still wants good for us today. Jesus said that God would not stop looking until He found His lost sheep, us, and He celebrates when He draws us back to Him. Like the father of the prodigal son, God puts His best robes on us, kills the fattened calf, and has a party to celebrate us when we return to Him. He looks at little old us and sees His goodness in us. Some have argued that it would have been better not to have been created in the first place because of the pain in the world. But Jesus lived this life and experienced all its agony, just for us, so we can be made free of sin through His death and resurrection. Jesus, fully God, did all that just for us. What a good God we serve. He does not leave us alone to die, but gives us of Himself to rescue us. It is better to be where God is, close to Him, than anywhere else. The psalmist says, "Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere." Do you feel the close presence of this good God? He wants to pour Himself into you and to be there for you. He made you in His image. He died for you so you can be with Him. And He celebrates you coming back to Him no matter what you've done. Talk to Him right now. He is waiting for you. There's no safer place than to be wrapped in His goodness as His child. Will you come to Him? The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.